Hello and good evening. I'm Melissa Idris.
I'm Sharad Kutin.
Welcome to Consider This, the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. Tonight on the show, we're going to be focusing on Penang. And joining us, we have the Chief Minister of Penang, Chow Kon Yeow. Welcome to the show, YB. It's good to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. All right, now I want to begin with some of the headlines of the day. Today, we had headlines of you calling out Dato' Sri Azmin Ali as lazy. Now, I'd like to better understand why. What made you say something like that? If I may quote you, you said, I want to ask the senior minister what he was expecting as the minister in charge. He was lazy to engage all the state government to reach a consensus on the implementation of the CMCO. Now, Chief Minister, can you help us understand why you opted to use such strong language?
I think the whole objective of restarting the economy, in the view of the senior minister, he would want every state to launch it together on the designated date of 4th of May. But the background was, we attended a meeting on the 28th. It was the last Tuesday, where we were briefed about the intention to restart the economy. And the Prime Minister was very excited. All the Menteri Besar and Chief Minister did not object to that proposal. But the Prime Minister said, and he held this SOP, it is not ready yet. And it was then that some Menteri Besar and Chief Minister asked for 1 week for the various states to be given time to give their input and to make preparation for the restarting of the economy. And it was agreed that they will complete the SOP by Thursday. We went to meet on Tuesday. By Thursday, 30th of April, they promised to get the SOP ready and probably would send to the various state government for us to give our input and to make the necessary preparation. We didn't know it came so fast. The next morning, the Prime Minister went to announce that 4th of May will be the implementation date. So if the minister in charge wants a consensus from all the state, he should be engaging us. But as I say, it didn't happen. And I use this language to show that he did not even bother to, if he's expecting a consensus, you must work with all of us to get the consensus. But probably, if he's not lazy, probably he was too busy to even talk to the various state to see how we feel, how do we want to implement and make it happen. Yeah.
Chief Minister, I want to ask you if there was any concern about the bringing forward of this timeline. Initially, the 12th of May was seen as the terminal end of the last phase of the MCO. Why the need to bring it forward to the 4th? Were questions asked about that?
Some of us were very puzzled because when we went for the meeting, it was 28th, I think was the last day of the MCO for the period. 29 was the beginning for this 5th MCO. And immediately at the beginning of the new MCO, a decision had already been made to launch the restart of the economy with this CMCO instead. So it came very abruptly. Nevertheless, because of the need to restart the economy and the immense economic loss, I think the Menteri Besar and the Chief Minister, despite all this happening, did not really object to restarting the economy because we want to strike a balance between lives, the public health issue, and livelihood, the economic issue. So I think nobody objected, but we asked for time to give our input.
Well, you know, you said a little bit earlier, Chief Minister, that no feedback was collected on how the states, from the states, on how to implement the CMCO and of the SOP. I'm wondering what kind of feedback would you have given if it was solicited?
We adopted a gradual recovery protocol. If we have been given the opportunity, probably what we announced of Penang would be shared with the minister, and he may think it is a template that other states can follow. Who knows? I think we came up with a reasonably well recovery plan, and if it is good enough, minister can consider sharing it with other states. And this is the gradual exit strategy that we should adopt compared to the big bang approach. Oh, I want it on the 5th, everybody has to follow, without considering the capacity and the circumstances in every state.
How able are you to carry out your gradual plan? What I understand from the reports is that many of the restrictions that applied before will continue. How do you do that without the enforcement strength of federal agencies and such? I mean, how can you actually do it without federal help?
I think there is a misconception that we are not abiding with the CMCO. But what we depart is gradually doing it. It is still under the CMCO regime and protocol. And whoever is responsible for enforcement will have to do it. Whether we go with the big bang approach or we phase out a certain sector over a period of time.
Okay. Well, I'm going to touch on the gradual recovery strategy. So Penang's three-phased strategy. Now, there's the preparation phase, the familiarization phase, and the reopening phase. Now, very quickly, can you explain to us what goes into each of the phases? I understand that only certain sectors of the economy will be allowed to open in each of the phase, right? Each of the phase.
Actually, people who accuse us of not abiding actually did not read what we have announced. We say that we will begin on the 4th. Which is the date set for the implementation of the CMCO, which is the date fixed, but we took note and took cognizance of the advice of the DG of Health. The first week need not be the week that you open for business, but the first week can be used to plan, to strategize. And I checked with a few developer, contractor, factory owner. How long do you need to prepare for an opening when you have stopped for over 40 days? And they say, depending, they may need a few days to contact their supplier, to check their machines and whatnot, and to set right the protocol for social distancing, getting sanitizers, PPE if it's needed, and all that takes a few days to organize. So we say, yes, we start on the 4th, but not open doors for operations and business, but for preparation work. And on the 8th, after a few days of preparation, from the list, we also follow the list of permissible activities by the federal government. And at our meeting, we went through the list. What are the priority areas that we want to let go first? And of course, manufacturing, construction, retail, which affect a big segment of our economy. All this went ahead first. Whereas on the 13th, we released all the other sector, which we think can wait another few more days. And we also decided that maybe sports, recreational activities, education can hold on for a while.
All right.
And also no dine in, which is a great concern for the people.
Very much in line with the federal level CMCO, just a more staggered opening.
Yes.
I'm going to get you to stay on the line. We're going to take a very quick break and we're going to come back and discuss the economy of Penang. So stay tuned to consider this.